Welcome back, everybody, to another Ask for Football Army Football Show. I'm your host, Rob. Hey, so today we've got an interview with Kelvin White. He gives us a quick recap on his background as an Army football player and then tells us what he's doing right now. He's got an interesting internship that he's running, and it should be interesting for our audience, but he also had the opportunity to talk to the team and meet a lot of the players and incoming parents for the next class at West Point. So we're going to give you those insights, but first we got to pay some bills. So if you are in the market for a new home or you're PCSing to the Fort Bragg area, we have the realtor for you, Jocelyn Bradley. Jocelyn is a veteran who spent her Army career in logistics. There she discovered a passion for making a difference in people's lives. She's committed to helping her clients find their dream homes when they're in the market, and she provides exceptional service when she's working for you. Jocelyn has decided to support Ask for Football this season, and she's the right person to get you into the home of your dreams. Jocelyn also has an extended network of veteran realtors who can support you if you're moving somewhere else in the country. So if you're in the market for a home, Jocelyn should be your first call. Even if you're not moving to Fort Bragg specifically, she can still help you find a realtor that you can trust. She makes recommendations and it won't cost you anything. Reach out to her and she will put you in touch with somebody with actual integrity, can help you get into a home in the market that you're looking to move into. And without further ado, on to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. Thanks.
Like and subscribe for more Army football analysis. Shop our store today. Go Army. Beat Navy.
Welcome to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Ask for Football is brought to you by our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or just exploring your options, Jocelyn Bradley is the expert you can trust to navigate the real estate market with ease. Visit jocelynbradley.com to learn more. And let's get started at the Ask for Football Army Football Show. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. I'm your host, Rob. This is going to be a very interesting conversation today. We've got Kelvin White. He's returning, friend of the show, former Army football player, and he's got lots of insights. He actually had the opportunity to go back to West Point and talk to some of the players and the candidates, but we have to formally intro the show. So, hey, our day is in the books. Cadets are coming back to the academy. The summer is basically over. There are folks at West Point that are doing their best to impact the Longoria line, and we have Kelvin White returning. I'm your host, Rob, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Kelvin is calling to you, I'm assuming, from the Nike headquarters in the great Pacific Northwest, which is super cool. We got lots of questions about that, and we know that you probably can't get into them, but I'm sure everybody wants to know what the jerseys are going to look like for the 250th. I think everybody's waiting with bated breath, but we'll see what happens. But without further ado, Kelvin, please remind our audience of your class, your branch, and yeah, we'll start there. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for having me back, guys. Kelvin White, class of 2016, recruited quarterback, played tight end, wide receiver, tackle, long snapper, whatever the team needed. Branched infantry, stayed as a graduate assistant the year that we beat Navy. It was also the Nike uniform model that year that represented the 82nd Airborne Division. Served 9 years honorably on active duty. I got that plus one for the prep school. And since then, I've been at Notre Dame getting my MBA and currently sitting, yes, in Oregon, Pacific Northwest, doing a summer internship at Nike World Headquarters.
That is bonkers. And I totally did not know that until you told me that you were the model for the 82nd Airborne uniforms, which is like even super cool. That like gives you another feather in your cap. So we'll dive into the Army stuff, but how is it being at Notre Dame? Is it like, have you bumped into anybody on the team? Have you got the opportunity to talk to the players? You know, because ball is ball, right? Like college football is college football. So having somebody that experienced that at the Division I level, being able to interact with players and Army guys, you know, as much as we had our druthers last year with the Shamrock series and, you know, Notre Dame trying to advertise that they support military, which they do. But I mean, it's a little bit different, like having served, you know, in a combat infantry unit vice, you know, some of the other things that have happened post GWAT. But how is it around campus? Like, do you get, you know, have you had the opportunity to meet any of the players or talk to anybody on the team?
Yeah. And I think part of the cloth that we're cut from going to school in West Point is that you kind of like move to friction points. And if there are no friction points, then you identify the closest thing to it. And part of my thing is what I give and I instill and I kind of share my story is like closed mouths don't get fed. So if you want something to happen, you've got to go make it happen. So I can't tell you how much I've thought about becoming a coach, doing the teach coach mentor thing, but ultimately at the time of my life right now, it's not in the cards for me. But once you get close to the sun, you know, you can either fry an egg or get burnt. And I think I'm trying to fry an egg right now. And to your question, yes, I am supporting the Notre Dame football team. I work with the career counselor here at Notre Dame, also with the career or the football player development staff, and just try to show them, especially in the kind of landscape that we're operating in the NIL and college football in general, it's the Wild West. And when I say that, I mean, it is way crazier than people put on for. And part of what drives me is just making sure that the people that are coming to Notre Dame, which it makes me happy because Coach Freeman has a really good program there, and the guys that are coming to Notre Dame already have a pretty good head on their shoulders, right? So yeah. You don't really have to, you know, change anybody's like mindsets or thoughts, but ultimately these guys are all 4 stars, 5 stars. Yeah. And it's really, really important to know that college football, sport, you name it, is a vessel. And you have to kind of take away like what you can to live your life. Because one day, regardless of how good you are, if you're the best football player ever, it's going to end one day. And the best people take the most from the game. And really, that's what I try to do for the guys here is show them kind of what's in me, not on me. You can get a little bit of money now, but, you know, all of the hardest things I've ever experienced in my, you know, service, fatherhood, parenting, whatever, you know, my barometer and the litmus test that I have is, you know, from the stuff that I took from college football, perseverance, persistence, you know, faith and confidence in myself, and then, you know, physical and mental toughness. And I think being able to share my story and share kind of how I've transitioned from football to career, from career to pivoting to an MBA, and then an MBA to getting into one of the most sought after MBA internships that has less than 1% acceptance rate is, you know, you kind of talk about it, then you be about it. And I think showing those guys that is something that I'm grateful for.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And I think that's one of the things that like everybody struggles with. And I was doing some research preseason, not to turn this into college football roundtable, but think about it. Look at what happened with Drew Westermaecher, right? 0-star recruit. Now this guy's at Oklahoma State and has made $7 million in 2 years, right? Now, does that mean he's going to go to the NFL and play like gangbusters? Question mark. Who knows, right? Oklahoma State's in a rebuilding year. So, like, yeah, you're getting a fat pile of cash, but you're going to a team that, you know, did not perform well last year.
And I think that's – Rob, but you know the thing is, and you know this, not from us, from playing football at West Point, and West Point is like one of the sacred, I think, all-service academies where – they're trying to figure out what the future looks like, but ultimately that Oklahoma State team is all came from North Texas, right? Yeah. So like the same thing that Kurt Cignetti did. And like, you have guys from JMU that are national champs right now that came from IUP and followed him to JMU and then followed him to Indiana. And it's like, that's kind of like the art and science, the beauty of whatever the matrix is that you want to call college football. But you know, even though Oklahoma State did not do well last year, there might be 65 or 70 new guys, and that's a brand new team. So it's one of those things. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'd set the over under at 8 wins, you know, because they'll pull it out. And one of the things that has changed though, and you know, we'll tie this back to the Service Academy, right? Is simply this, like the Service Academies will be advantaged the longer name, image, and likeness goes on. And the reason why is because you're going to find the kid that wants to play the sport and they're going to go to play the sport, and that sport's going to be funded. It's going to be contained and they're going to be able to perform on the field and do that. There's not going to be as many distractions for name, image, and likeness. And like, am I going to get paid? Is this going to work out? Is it not going to work out? It kind of goes away. And that's the advantage that West Point has. And so, you know, speaking of advantages that West Point has, like you had the opportunity to talk to the team a couple months ago. Like it's taken us a long time to get this thing scheduled and get it on the calendar. But, you know, what was your message when you talked to the team? Because, I mean, I'm assuming that it was similar to what you talked to the Notre Dame players about, but it's probably a lot more focused because, you know, ball is ball, but going to West Point and having that cadet experience is a little bit different than, you know, going to Notre Dame or to Indiana or to some other school. So what did you impress on the players?
Yeah, I had the extreme fortune, the fortunate opportunity to go back a couple, I guess it would have been a month ago now, but really twofold. I got to talk to the recruits, so the candidates that were recruiting and had offered. And, you know, I think part of Coach Munkin's messaging was like, one of my teammates, class of 2015, was getting married the same weekend. So there was a bunch of former players in town, and leveraging our experiences that we've had. Cause I mean, I don't know, I'm assuming it was the same for you, but when I was 18 and we had these old grads come in and talk about what life on the other side is like, I don't care. Like I didn't care. You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah,
dude, I'm 18 years old. I know everything. I don't want to hear it from you. And now being on the opposite side, right? 2.5 kids transitioning from the military, what I would call a successful career for me. Being that old guy is crazy because listen, and especially when you have Coach Munkin, who coached me, who's still there, who's only tenured, you know, out tenured by one guy in the entire NCAA, Dabo. And it's like, I still feel connected to that program, right? Like my best friend stood next to me at my wedding. Luke Prue is back there now. He's transitioning out. He'll go to prep school to coach this fall. But it's like, I still have that connective tissue to where, like, you know, Coach Munkin is texts me, calls me, checks in on me. Like that's still my coach. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, not that West Point football is not any different for, you know, guys like you or guys that are before Coach Munkin, but it's like that connected, like that connectivity to the program is like something that I can't even, you know, begin to explain how fortunate I am for that. But back to the question, I got to speak to the candidates, and obviously my message was that of, hey, like if you come here, you stay here, you'll become a champion. And part of what I tell them and what I tell people from Notre Dame or student athletes from Notre Dame is like, one of my mentors mentioned NFL means not for long. So you could be the best player on this team and something bad could happen to you, like God forbid, but it is having that ability to, again, take the things to grow and develop as a leader, as a man, as a provider, whatever you want to call it, but take from the game more than you give it. I mean, honestly, like you think about it, like you got to college because of the sport. You're going to, you know, you may get to play at the next level, but what is it that you're going to keep with you forever? And I think being able to identify those things, I've already mentioned some of them, is important. And then I did have the opportunity to meet with a lot of the players. They were there obviously over the summertime, doing STAP summer classes. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't very, you know, a powwow as such, but talking to individual guys, just seeing like how they're feeling, like what their concerns are with branching, what their concerns are for, you know, school fall. And, you know, they've been around, they're champions as well, right? Some of those guys played on the team that was 12-0 before they played Notre Dame. So they know what it's like to win an AAC championship. They're already champions. And I think, you know, I wrote an article the other day about trash bags and culture change. And I think that they're generations behind me in the sense that I don't know that Coach Munkin is like that anymore. I think that he obviously still got it in him. Like he's a silver-haired fox and he's got that dog in him still. Like I saw it, and it's, but I don't know that he has to enforce that anymore, because it's just team after team, they pass down that leadership and the mentality and the enforcing standards and what right looks like. And it's the standard is much higher than when I was there. And I'll just say that. And I'm very comfortable saying that because we were trying to figure it out. And now it feels like you're walking into a championship caliber football team and program. So,
if you listened to the show before, you know that we have a sponsor, Craig Oxane, area sales manager and mortgage broker at the Money Store. Craig is the class of 1994. He can lend in all 50 states. He's one of the most successful VA lenders in the country, and he provides super competitive rates. Craig is going to give you the best deal that he possibly can. Friends, the whole mortgage process is super confusing, and with interest rates moving all over the place, now is not the time to deal with some clown who wants to try and make a buck off of you. Deal with somebody who actually cares, not a call center, not some random big box bank or mindless website. This is actually how the West Point Network functions. Craig is helping us stay in business here at Ask for Football, and we're introducing you to the very man that you need to meet. Plus, Craig doesn't charge lending fees for veterans. That's a huge savings, about $1,300. Get that money, friends. Craig Oxane, area sales manager at the Money Store. Check him out. The link is on our website. Thanks.
Yeah, and that's interesting, and that's one of the things that, like, it was a cliche in college football, right? A team is only as good as its seniors. And now with name, image, and likeness and transfer portal and everything else that's going on, like, you don't see that as often, right? I mean, if you look at, you know, part of the success that, you know, the Squids had last year was because they had guys that had played together since high school, you know, and there was such a tie, you know, relationally with those guys. And, you know, with a relationship like that comes a lot of accountability. Right. So, like, hey, man, you let me down. And that's not a, you know, that's not like a coaching thing, but it is a coaching thing. Like, it's the player coach. It's the guy in the locker room that everybody respects, that when he comes over to you and says, hey, brother, like, what are you doing? You know, it's going to get the intended result because that person is well respected. And I think, you know, early in organizations, when you have to enforce change or make change, sometimes it has to be more significant. But at the end of the day, what you want is a organization that self-heals, right? The coaches are there to give the players direction, the players execute. And if somebody's out of line, can coach do it? Yeah, 100%. But, you know, one of the most brutal things, and, you know, you being a Ranger cat, you know this, right? What's the hardest review that you can get in the military? It's from your peers, right? Mm-hmm. So if you get, you know, peered low or peered in the middle of the pack from your teammates or your position group, then you're like, oh crap, like, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. And the light comes on a little bit. So, you know, you got to go there right before R Day. So, you know, do you have an interesting R Day story? I have an interesting R Day story. I've told it a bunch on here, so I will reserve that, but I will pass it on to you because I know, you know, R Day is a little bit different for the players. And so, you know, I just asked to see if there was anything that kind of comes to the top of your mind.
You know, I would consider the second R Day wasn't too crazy. You know what I mean? Cause like I went to prep school. So like,
okay,
that was the first time for me, but yeah, my prep school, so CCBT, my cadre was a rising cow. So he's a junior, going to be a junior.
Yeah.
And my platoon sergeant, squad leader, I guess. But he was a combat medic. So he had deployed with a whole bunch of times. He had his, like, you know, combat medic patch. And, like, you know, looking back on it now, like, that dude was, like, terrifying to me. but then he was a cadet, you know what I mean? So it was like, at the end of the day, we're all in this thing together. But I will say he tore me up something good. Like, we made the walls sweat a couple times. But at the end of the, like, again, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm here, I'm stronger, I'm better for experiencing that. You know, but my R Day experience was the S1 NCOIC. Her name is escaping me right now, but she was this lady with a very loud voice. And my government name at the time was Hockenbrock White, because I was hyphenated. And, you know, I get up to, you know, the table and I'm like, I was like, couldn't get my name out. And she's like, just say it. Is your last name Jumping Stick? Just say whatever. And I was like, yo, what is happening? I was going, she was just dogging me out. But, you know, it's funny to look back on now. And like, we could tell stories about that stuff, but it was an experience, and I think it's one that I'll never forget.
Yeah, I think cherishing those moments, and there's all those little things that happen throughout the course of your time at the academy that, like, those, all the stories add up. And then there's like legitimate stories where you're like talking to your roommate, and like literally on our class reunion, I was like, hey, you know, talk to my roommate, Chris Ponting. I'm like, Chris, remember this? And he's like, yes, yeah. See, I told you, man, like I wasn't crazy. Like Rob remembers too, you know? And so it's always interesting, the experience of being at cadets at West Point and just some of the things that happened. Did you get a chance to take a tour of the new stadium?
So I did not get into the East, the suites over there and stuff, but
yeah.
It's sick. It looks very cool. Yeah. But I haven't been back in a couple of years. So like, you know, I almost don't know what it looks like. Don't remember what it looked like from before. But it will absolutely add, you know, value, and it's going to look, you know, tremendous. So I'm excited for those games. You know, my 10-year reunion this fall. So, you know, maybe I could pop into someone's suite or something. I don't know. Anybody watching this, let me know if you got tickets.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting because I think, you know, because of the proximity to New York City and, you know, all the big business in New York City, and like West Point is a beautiful place in the fall. So like if I had a client meeting, I absolutely, and they're a football nerd, we're doing it at West Point, like for sure, you know, because I think it's a huge deal. One of the other huge deals, and we'll roll right into that too, is like the partnership with USAA. We talked about it on the show. You know, what are your thoughts on it? Because I think, you know, the more support that we can get to the Athletic Association at West Point, the better. And since, you know, we can't have NIL sponsors per se, I think having a strategic partnership with a brand is, you know, military focused as USAA is not bad, but I'd open the floor to you. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't want it to get out of hand. I'm not going to put any like rules or boundaries on it, but I think Theo's doing a phenomenal job of, you know, putting us first and like what is important, you know, and kind of just like, you know, milling through the minutia of people reaching out to try to, you know, get like quick wins for soldiers and, you know, just like being like those people that are just like, you know, empty. It's empty. I think USAA has kind of proven again that they're committed to service members and their families. And I think it's a phenomenal thing. I think we have a bunch of them with like MCOR and, you know, all of the ones that we've had since I played there. But then I think it opens up the aperture for, you know, more activations for Army Navy, right? For Nike. I'm sitting in the building here, but it's like, what does that look like now that the latitude is expanded. And I think it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of figure out what that looks like, but having the ability to do that, I think it's great.
Yeah. It also goes back to, you know, having a grand strategic partner, you know, I think like some of the smaller ones are strategic, and then like USAA is grand strategic. And I say that because it's more than a national brand. It's an international brand. People know USAA, and you know what? And my big point that I had when we were on the other show was simply this. It's like people have been getting Cal loans from USAA as far back as I can remember, you know, so it's not like the partnership wasn't in existence before we got there. Right. So
right.
I think that's one of the things that we have to look at. But before we wrap this up, I just got one other question for you. And that question is, you know, what are you looking forward to or looking towards this college football season with the Army team? Like, what are your thoughts? Anything that you're concerned with? Anything that you think we should know as an audience, or we should pay attention to that we may not see because, like, we're football nerds and, like, the hardcores look at the position groups that they like to look at, but some people are just tracking the ball, you know?
Yeah.
Something that we need to know.
No, I think two things. I think it's very important that we have Kale coming back as quarterback. You know, while we were in the green room before this, I think the past years that we've had the number one guy coming back, we've had success back to, you know, Ahmad Bradshaw and then Kelvin Hopkins and then you know, Bryson Daly. I think you get that, those reps and sets, and then you don't really necessarily have to worry about that. Obviously, like, you know, God forbid injuries or anything like that, but like having the ability to have that person is good. And then the other thing I'm extremely excited about is Daryl Dixon being the defensive coordinator. You know, Daryl came in when I was a fresh, or when I was a graduate assistant, was his first year, and kind of seeing him develop and move from the linebackers to the safeties to, you know, associate defensive coordinator to now defensive coordinator is cool. He is a extremely educated football player, obviously a pretty good football player himself. And I think over the past 10, 11 years, he's proven that he has the capabilities and the facilities to coach us at that level. So I am really excited to see, you know, how he gets into it, you know, especially from the guys who are that he is replacing is, you know, Jay Bateman, who was, you know, maybe the best football mind I've ever been around. And then, you know, to Coach Woody, who had phenomenal seasons with West Point. And now I think it's a new chapter for Daryl, and I'm really, really excited. I got to chat with him when I was back there. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with the defense.
Yeah, that's good. And like for me, and I'll be quick, so, you know, we're not to drag this thing out too much longer, and I'm not dragging it out. But the reality of it is, it's like, look, as always, front seven play, right? I love the TNTs. I love the linebackers. You know, I'm finally starting to see it on social media, like some football nerds that have like graduated from college, and they're like, hey, look, if you got a linebacker that has awesome numbers, that means this defensive line is doing their job, you know? And so those are the things that I'm looking for. So like, if you have a quarterback that has time to throw, that means his offensive line is doing well. And like, we've got two notable offensive linemen, like Brady Small is going to have like over 3,000 snaps as a starter at West Point, which is unheard of, you know, particularly at the center position. You know, so that is pretty incredible. And Paolo Gennarelli, like that kid's a stud too. And so we're going to see what those guys do, but they're critical pieces of the rest of the front seven on the offensive side. And then on the defensive side, this may be one of the best defensive lines that we've had in a while, you know, and that's always impressive. And, you know, and then the only question marks I have, of course, is the defensive backfield, but we say that every year. Cause we always have guys moving up and graduate, and you're like, oh my gosh, they are not as good as the guys last year. And then, you know, give them time in the summertime to kind of brew and get ready. And those guys usually perform as advertised. And I think the last thing, you know, going into last year, I think there was a little bit of a question mark at the quarterback position, back to what you were talking about. Like, when we know who the guy is, I think the offense performs better because they're used to his style of play. They're used to him in the huddle. They're used to the way he just does business. And it's nothing, you know, it's nothing against Dwayne Coleman, and it's nothing against Cale Helms. It was just like, one, both of those guys had huge shoes to fill after Bryson's year, right? He was a generational athlete at West Point. You know, it's kind of like anybody that, you know, tried to replace Cam Scataboo, right? Like, that dude's a freak show, right? Statistically, that guy was a generational athlete. You don't know it at the time, but then when you watched his play in the NFL as a rookie, you're going, oh yeah, that guy really is that good. You know? Right. And so I think it's just there's a barometer of performance. And I think the more that a guy gets a chance to develop in the Army system, particularly on the offense, the better they're going to be. And I think, you know, we can expect good things from Cale this year. I think the biggest thing though, that I'm looking forward to is just like, beating the squids, man. Like, the way that it sounds right now is it's a push as far as recruiting is concerned. Navy has a little bit more returning production from last year, you know, the FPI being what it is, but like, all that preseason junk is preseason junk,
right?
You know, so last question, and then we will wrap. And I already know the answer. It's probably, I can't tell you anything because I don't know anything. Hints on the 250 uniforms from Nike, anything? Have you met anybody that's dropped a hint or a clue, or do you have an NDA on your desk that you have to sign right now and you can't talk about it?
I have met a lot of people here. I've put, you know, my little thumbnail, my Slack is the picture of me with the 82nd division uniform on. So it is known that I'm a West Point football player, and I am proud to be a West Point football player and uniform model. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. My name is Bennett. 9 in it. So it is going to be great. That's what I'll say. It's going to be great. And I think part of it is, obviously, we all look forward to Army Navy, the uniform drops and all that stuff. That's cool. But it's also the 25th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
And I think that we'll get to see some of something for that. I don't know what that is, but I've had the opportunity to meet Elliot Hill, the CEO of Nike. And, you know, part of this thing, right? Everybody talks about networking and this stuff, but it's like, I got to meet Elliot Hill, and then Coach Malkin called him on my behalf. And then Elliot found me and then told me about, you know, what Coach Malkin said about me and how, you know, the kind words that he used to describe me and all that stuff. So it's like, those are the things that you can't buy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't buy that because of the person that Jeff Malkin is and the person that I am because of him. And then for him to reach out to, you know, the CEO of one of the largest, most recognizable global brands in the world. And then to have that entire thing come full circle where he, you know, comes up to me, takes a picture with me and tells me about what Coach Malkin said about me, you know, and like, that's just another instance of all of the things that I told the current recruits and the candidates about. You just never know. So it's it is that thing of doing that. But I wish that I had some answers for you. I hope that when I come back to Nike one day, I am helping lead that charge, because there's some units out there in the world that I would love to put on to that stage in the second weekend of December.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. Kelvin, really appreciate you coming back on. As for usual, friend of the show, we always appreciate you coming back. It's always nice to talk to former players, because you guys typically have insights that we don't normally get, because you're closer to the team than we are. And, you know, having the ability to go back and talk to players, current and former, is one of the great pleasures that we have on this show. And it allows us to just remain connected to the sport that we all love, but also gives us an opportunity to you know, share insights about West Point, right? A lot of people don't have the same opportunity as we had to go to, you know, the prestigious university, but it is what it is. We thank you again for your time. This is the Ask for Football Army Football Show. We are going to wrap this thing up. And as always, beat Navy.
Beat them.
There's a reason you don't need another workout. You need a coach who is an expert in fitness and proven protocols, but more importantly, someone who has survived total physical and mental collapse and then pulled themselves out of the fire to rebuild themselves even stronger and better. Greg Iannicelli, a West Point graduate of the class of 1997, a U.S. Army veteran, successful enterprise software sales executive, pro bodybuilder, NCI certified fitness coach, and now the founder of Warriors Physique Fitness. After losing everything, his marriage, his identity, his confidence, his physical and mental health, Greg completely rebuilt himself from rock bottom through faith, discipline, and elite level training. At 50, he recently became the overall classic physique bodybuilding champion at the NPC Masters U.S. National Championships in Las Vegas. And he earned his IFBB Pro Card, proving that it's never too late to become the warrior you were meant to be. Today, Greg's mission is to coach men who are struggling to stop drifting in decline and resurrect themselves physically, mentally, and spiritually with his online coaching program. If you're ready to reclaim your strength, your confidence, and your warrior ethos, apply now to Warriors Physique Fitness and start writing your own comeback story. As a special note, Greg is offering active duty military, veterans, and first responders a 15% discount off a 16-week transformation fee. As for football, Firsty Club members or West Point grads get a massive 30% discount on the same initial 16-week fee. Like all of our sponsors, Greg has a business card on our website. Click on it. You'll be talking to him in a day or two, getting yourself back into your prime.
That'll do it for this edition of the Ask for Football Army Football Show. Big thanks to everyone riding with us each week as we break down the Black Knights, the season.
and everything that makes Army football special. Before we get out of here, a huge thank you to our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. Whether you're buying, selling, relocating, or just trying to figure out your next move, Jocelyn Bradley is ready to help you find your way home. For the whole AFF crew, thanks for watching, thanks for listening.